I want to teach you about the breakthrough seed because I feel there are many of you out there that need a financial breakthrough today. Are you in a time when you need more finances to pay bills, bills that maybe are already overdue? The Babylonian world system that works without God makes Christians believe their only way to do this is work a little harder, longer at the job, get a second job, get some quick money from a loan company. But all of this means is you are going to bear the weight of your own provision, and it's going to take some time. The other alternative you have in a kingdom of God where God can help you is to believe God to give you money seed to sow that will produce a harvest to pay the bills. Seed time and harvest time is the financial way to prosper in the kingdom. In the kingdom of God, it's not supposed to be you bearing the weight of your own provision, but you can sow money seed or give other things away that He may speak to you, and then your real work is using your faith in the Word of God to produce the harvest you need to pay your bills. I believe the Lord wants to give you breakthrough seed so that you can sow this seed, which when given or planted will produce just the harvest that you need to pay your bills. How do you put the word to work for you and receive the harvest you need to pay your bills? Before God placed Adam and Eve in the garden, God placed there every plant they would need with seed in it to reproduce itself. Today, in the kingdom of God, we are living out of heaven's provision. We are back in the garden, and the Word of God is our seed to sow when we have a need. If we need finances, we find the scriptures or the word seed that guarantees our increase more and more, releasing the word seed to work for us as we declare them over our finances. When you are declaring the word seed, you are countering the curse of lack and not enough that is in the earth with the living word of God seed that produces the blessing of the Lord that wipes out the curse from your finances. We are living in the time of the grace of God, and that means we don't get what we need by our own efforts, but by believing and speaking the Word of God. That's the job, the work, of every believer in Christ. We are created by the Lord to be speaking spirits just like Him, so that we speak His Word, and it has to come to pass, just like when God spoke and created all things in Genesis. The Scripture talks about the Spirit of the Father, that's the Holy Spirit, and He does the work of manifesting your healing, finances, or whatever is needed as you declare the word seed that promises you these benefits. So it doesn't make any difference what you need. What you are doing with the declaration of the word seed is you are enforcing the truth into your circumstances. The way to increase more and more and get rich is just to obey God, like what He tells you to do in Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. He is telling us to give attention, focus to His word, because the Lord has already called you rich, healed, made whole. He's already made you what the Word declares about you, and you are just enforcing it in your life. Giving attention to the Word is obedience, and the Word produces, as this Scripture promises, life to those who find it. That's real living with abundance. The natural mind doesn't understand spiritual things like the Word working on your behalf, and that this is spiritual law, but just obey the word and expect it to work a miracle for you. The word is supernatural, and it will produce the results you desire. It's better than the lottery, I might add. We got to become disciples and discipline ourselves to do what the Word tells us to do, even though we don't fully understand it. Obedience is better than sacrificing God's intervention in our finances. The word seed is words of eternal life, and so it will remove from your life anything other than life, even the curse in the earth that robs you as you take the word seed and declare it with your mouth. Now here's a scripture to help you receive seed to plant for your financial harvest. And we find it in Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. So you are living by faith in God's word and what he reveals to you. Living by faith means living without any natural sense knowledge. Faith is a higher way to live than sense knowledge and logic and reasoning. So now, instead of putting all of our efforts into us bearing the weight of our own provision, we are using our faith for finances to pay off bills due and maybe even bills overdue. And I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures to help you build your faith in order to receive seed the Lord will provide for you to sow and produce that harvest you need to pay the bills. This scripture is a key scripture for you coming out of unpaid bills, and so I recommend that you meditate this scripture enough that you can quote it, even make a personal declaration of it. 2 Corinthians 9 Verse 6 through 9. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. The Lord is promising you here that every time there is a need and something needs to be paid off, you will have enough to do it. So the Lord promised you he will provide you with seed to sow so that you can receive a harvest, so that you can pay your bills. But he also promised bread for eating, and that means your needs will be met as well as you sow your seed. This is heaven's way for you to increase. It doesn't sound reasonable that you sow financial seed and receive a harvest of what is needed, but nothing heaven's way of doing things ever makes natural sense. The world system is working for everything, and buying and selling, and that makes everyone dependent on the money system to get what we need. So you can see heaven's way is best for you. I am praying you see the potential of heaven's way for you. The next scripture to help you receive seed to sow, thereby your needs be met, is found in Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24 is not for the possible, but for the impossible in your life. You can use it to declare and build your faith to receive the seed you need to sow, which produces the harvest of what you need. You might be saying, I don't see any way that I could have any seed to sow. I just don't see any way. Good, because this verse, Mark 11:24, is for you, because all you have to do is believe that you received it when you prayed. It's I believe, I receive. I believe I receive seed to sow. Now, it would be good for you to set a certain amount that you want the Lord to bring into your hands to sow. Using this scripture, Mark 11:24, then, you can pray, Father, according to your word, Mark 11:24, I ask that you give me this seed to sow. I now believe I receive from you this seed to sow. Thank you, Father. Now, this is a done deal. So you don't have to every day keep declaring, I believe I receive, and pray in the Spirit. No, you don't have to do all that, because you believed, you received it when you prayed that prayer. It's a done deal. So now, just give thanks. Now, when you sow your precious seed, I want to share a scripture with you so you see what that precious seed is producing for you after you sowed it. Psalms 126:5-6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Sheaves in this scripture represent your harvest time. You have sown this precious seed, maybe in a real tough time for you financially, and you may sow it in tears, but this scripture tells you, but doubtless you will again come rejoicing, receiving the harvest that you needed to meet your needs. This is your way of out of meeting your needs, for the Lord has gotten involved. Jacob in the Old Testament is a man who sowed a precious seed in tears, but reaped a harvest in joy. Let's read his story. Genesis 42:1-4. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, Why do you look one upon another? And he said, Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither, and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, Lest peradventure mischief befall him. Jacob had already lost one of his sons, Joseph, whom he thought was dead, but was actually in Egypt and living in the household of Pharaoh, and was made second in command under Pharaoh. So he didn't want to send his son Benjamin to go down to Egypt to get the corn they needed. I want you to see this. It's amazing if you trust God. He wants to show you something that when you sow precious seed, he knows that you could use it. But he is saying, this is going to be precious seed that you are going to sow. So Jacob didn't send Benjamin to Egypt. He kept him back, but they went down there to Joseph, and Joseph filled up their sacks. Genesis 42:25. Then Joseph commanded, fill their sacks with corn. Now notice, they only got sacks filled here at this time. So then another time came when they had to go down to Egypt. Genesis 43:1-2. And the famine was sore in the land, and it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again, buy us a little food. Notice the word little. A little seed means a little harvest. When they returned, they told their father they were told if we come back down to Egypt, they had to bring Benjamin with them. Jacob argued about it, for Benjamin is, after all, Jacob's precious seed. Eventually, Jacob let Benjamin go, but he let him go with weeping. And once he let him go, the breakthrough took place. Here's what happened when Benjamin, Jacob's precious seed, went down to Egypt. Genesis 45:17-18. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye, lade your beasts, and go, get you unto the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. No more sacks. Pharaoh gave Jacob and his family all they would ever need, a perpetual harvest. Eat the good of the land. That means a lot, abundance. Jacob's precious seed sown produced the harvest of the fat, or the abundance of Egypt, for Jacob and his family. Genesis 45:1-28. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons, according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, See that ye fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came unto the land of Canaan, unto Jacob their father. And he told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived, and Israel said, It is enough. Now instead of filled sacks, they returned with filled wagons. Precious seed produces perpetual harvest. Jacob said, It is enough. Enough in the Hebrew means it is abundance. It is too much. God has always been after your best, because he's going to give you his best, and he won't stop until he does it. It's time for it to end, that every month you have more month left than money left. It's time for you to sow the precious seed God asks you to sow, so that God can bring you a perpetual harvest. There is something God wants you to sow that breaks all the lack in your life. It's going to make it so that you are going to have more than enough than you ever thought you would ever have. God is giving you an opportunity for breakthrough seed. Receive that seed from the Lord to sow, so he can give you back a harvest of what you need. Pray this prayer. Father, I need that breakthrough seed now, and I have believed, I have received it according to Mark 11:24. You give seed to the sower. I'm asking you for this seed, and I receive it right now in the name of Jesus, because when I sow this seed, my days of lack are going to be over. It's going to break through everything, including every generational curse that has been in my family, and I am going to be full. God, you are going to make me fat. I thank you for it all, and call it all done in the name of Jesus.